It's Candlebox Far Behind the Rock of Boston 104.1 WBCM. Paul Marshall, a.k.a. Neander. Paul, formerly of another place, now with us on WBCM.
Do you want to take bets? You guys want to start an office pool right now to see how quickly I screw up the call letters and the dial position?
It's only expected. I mean, you're gonna do it. You just resign yourself to the fact that the first time you're in here by yourself and you crack the mic, and it really happens when you get real comfortable.
Like, you think you know
what
you're
doing. Well, no,
when you say comfortable is such a euphemism. It really happens when you're being lazy and you're phoning it in. That's exactly when it happens. That's when you screw up. You go, I can pretty much do this. You're trying to think, okay, what am I doing tonight? I'm going to grab this. And you got your foot up here and you got somebody on your cell phone and you just, hold on a second, I got to do a break. That's what it is. That's the truth. Pull back the curtain. Pay no attention to the idiot that doesn't know how to do his job.
It's when you've spent the last 4.5 minutes of a 4-minute and 32-second song online checking your email, not thinking about what you're going to say when you crack the mic, and boom. Okay, so comfortable equals lazy.
Can we give something away to somebody for the first time I screw up the call letters of the radio station?
That's a great idea.
Let's find something. You know,
we should start a pool right now. Yeah. And you know, when will Neanderthal, you know, say the name of his former employer instead of the Rock of Boston WBCN?
Yeah, I got to get used to that.
104.1 WBCN.
Yeah, it's 104.1 FM.
Say it one more time.
104.1 WBCN, the Rock of Boston.
Did you hear that professional
See?
W?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I learned that in DJ school.
Let's take some calls, Paul. You want to?
I'm good.
All right. Hi, BCN.
Hey, Paul there?
Yeah.
Paulie.
What's up, man?
Listen, buddy, you can play Fall Out Boy over here, and I'm not going to get all of you a case about it. I have to tell you, Paul, one great thing to this is I can't get AAF where I live, but you know, hopefully you'll be on the radio. I'll be able to listen to you when I'm at home.
I appreciate that, man.
I respect you as a DJ. You know, I don't know what happened. I don't get into it, but you know, I was shocked to hear your name over here.
It's interesting. And well, I appreciate
boy,
that. Man.
That's a good non-committal word.
Well, you know what, man? Like I said, what's the point of dumping on yesterday? I mean, it's nothing is served. You just come off looking like a jerk.
Well, I definitely think you bring some legitimacy back over there.
All right, but, that's enough out of you. Hi, BCN.
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
I got a question for Neanderthal.
What's up, bro?
Are you a morning person? Because I know Howard Stern might be jumping networks.
He is.
You know what? I hate getting up in the morning. I really do. I've done mornings, and I can tell you, they tell you that that's the top of the radio heap, but really, you have no social life whatsoever.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and
anyone who makes it to, I'll tell you this, anyone who makes it to afternoon drive in Boston almost assuredly has done mornings in a smaller market.
Yeah.
Paul, you say you have. I know I have. The lifestyle absolutely sucks. There's no two ways about it. Afternoon drive, in my opinion, is the greatest time slot to work in radio.
You get to sleep late, and you're out enough early enough to get hammered every night. And that's the best. You're going to hear a lot of Diamond David Lee Roth in about 3 months.
Nice. Thanks, man. All right. Yeah, see, they're already found you. And, man, that's got to be huge for you, being a Diamond Dave Lee Roth fan, be able to have him as the morning show here on the station where hopefully you'll be working.
Yeah, with any luck, I hope I pass the audition. I hope I get the gig.
Oh, come on, man.
I've said this before. Van Halen, my favorite band of all time. People that have listened to me know this. I'm actually acknowledged as an expert in the band in a Van Halen encyclopedia. I've been involved with a lot of stuff over the years. Love the band a lot. Van Halen with Gary, great band, you know. Van Halen with Sammy, really great band. Van Halen with Dave, legendary friggin' band.
There's no two ways about it. You know, that is the best version of Van Halen.
Yeah.
In a lot of people's minds, the only version of Van Halen that matters. And when you hear David Lee Roth on the radio, he's compelling. He's got stuff to say. I'm hoping they get him surrounded with a lot of other people who will also have stuff to say. And I think that's what's going to happen. That's the game plan.
Dave is one of the few people, I think, charismatic enough to take the reins from a Howard Stern and be interesting. You know, the question is, you know, will he engage people or will he just tell stories? I mean, we don't know. I'm psyched for it. Because, again, I love David Lee Roth, and it doesn't look like, you know, he and Eddie are going to be talking anytime soon. So this is going to be our exposure, and I'm not driving down to Foxwoods to see him again either. So
yeah,
because I saw that show, and Dave is probably going to be really good at the radio.
Yeah, yeah. Neanderthal Paul Marshall is here with us
on WBCN
on WB on 104.1. And let me hear that that professional W one more.
You want?
Time.
Oh, you want the 104.1 WBCN?
Listen to that,
the Rock of Boston,
the enunciation.
Wow.
And the reason why,
and with the lips like these, you would think I would, you know. I'm good with that.
Hold on. You got big lips?
No, yeah, a little bit.
Oh, you and Adam 12. Mm-hmm. You should see. He has a like a push-up ice cream sized chapstick that he carries around with him to
really?
Keep those. Oh yeah, his big lips. Strange. Mm. The reason why
I just drool.
The reason
keeps him wet just fine.
Why Paul is able to join us, of course, is because he walked into work yesterday and they told him,
"You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired."
It's just, you know, and it's not. There's not no reason. That's what kills me. No reason other than we're doing something different,
and that's fine. Radio is the one industry. I've said this to people before. Radio is the one industry where you can come in every day, work your ass off, do a good job, give everything you can to the company that you work for multiple years. And one day they just go, you know what? You got to go.
Here's why it sucks, Paul. And this is.
Wow, you got out of your chair.
I stood up.
Radio
I
being the visual media. Preach on, Brother Hardy. Testify, brother.
I'm going to go ahead and testify one time.
Preach on.
Here's what happens. You pour your heart and soul into your radio show, and you put your personality out over the air. And thanks to guys like Howard Stern, we have become accustomed, especially in the rock and roll format, to being ourselves on the air. You're not, you know, you don't necessarily play a character anymore. You try and give as much as as much of yourself, right?
Yeah.
So when someone comes to you and says, "Hey, nothing personal, we're just going in a different direction," instead of saying to, say, a salesperson, "Your numbers weren't there, you didn't do a good enough job as a quantitative analysis of performance," when somebody comes to you as a DJ, they might as well be saying, when they say, "We don't like your show," they might as well be saying, "We don't like you as a person." And it's not the case. It's not the way it's business. And I understand that. But as a DJ, it's tough to take it any other way. When you get bad phone calls, someone says, "I hate your show," you're saying, "I hate you." And it just sucks, man. It sucks to even think that way, even when it's not the case.
I think that, you know, and I've had a lot of people, again, when you lose your job, you find out who your friends are. Actually, I take that back. The first day you lose your job, everybody calls. You find out who your friends are like a month later.
Yeah.
When, you know, who will take your call. But a lot of people called and they said, "Look, be careful. Don't go over to WBCN and say the wrong thing, because you will burn bridges." I'm like, "Well, what bridges? What bridges do I have to burn? I don't have a job. I don't owe anybody any loyalty whatsoever."
No, but,
so
well,
I,
you, but
I,
you know what? You're right. It's small business, and you haven't said the wrong thing.
Yeah.
It, you know what? All we said is the fact that you got fired from
yes.
AAF, and now
who?
You're here.
I don't,
you know, it's the cardinal rule. Don't say another radio station on your airwaves. But here, we're speaking the truth today. And that's
on 104.1 WBCN.
There you go. And, you know, man, I hope you stick around. I think you're going to be in demand. I think you're going to have a lot of nice job offers, not just here in Boston, but around, and you're going to have to pick and choose. But
which is nice. You know, you like to have that. You like to be the guy that's not the beggar.
Yeah,
you know
absolutely,
what I mean?
Absolutely. So, I have a feeling it's going to turn out that way for you. But, hey, man, it's great to have you here for now and for however long you're willing to stay. So,
I'm happy to be here on the Rock of Boston.
He's really, really worried about saying the wrong thing.
No, I'm good. I'm good with it. I'll get it right. It's written right there.
Is
I got it
written it. Behind me, or did you post it up yourself?
I'm going to have to, like, I'm going to write it on the spit shield here in front of the microphone so that I get it right.
Neanderthal, Paul Marshall joining us. Hey, I got an iPod Shuffle to give away. If you're willing to hang
cool.
out, man, let's play some more songs. We'll take some more calls, and we'll just do it up.
Yeah, let's give something away that would give people a reason not to listen to the radio.
Well,
that sounds like a great idea.
Well,
fine. Don't listen to WBCN. Here's an iPod. Shut me off.
Don't give him any ideas.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I suppose they don't need any help.